When I was at Caesars, I'm jumping around. I apologize.
That's okay. We'll put it all together.
When I was at Caesars, we got into the fight business. We created the fight business. Okay, Caesars up to that point had staged some boxing matches, the biggest of which would be held in our sports pavilion out back, and the sports pavilion held 4,400 people. So we had a number of fights. We would fill the pavilion, 4,400 people. Okay. October 2nd, 1980, Cliff Perlman, who was our chairman, signed a deal with Don King, and we brought in Muhammad Ali to fight Larry Holmes, Holmes-Ali fight. And that's some of the stuff I'll show you. I've got a museum upstairs. And he calls everybody together on August 31st and says, guys, I just signed this deal, and we're going to have this fight here at Caesar's Palace, and we're going to build a stadium in our parking lot to hold this event. And the stadium's going to hold 34,000 people. And we're going to televise it in 80 countries. And we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And he's throwing this monumental task at us. And nobody knows how to do it. I mean, there was no handbook. Nobody ever done anything like this before. You know, you kind of do it by the seat of your pants. And somebody says, Mr. P, when are we going to do this? October 2nd. It was August 31st that we had the meeting. He'd given us 32 days to put this thing together. And, of course, the rest is history. It was the most successful event in television history up to that point. It was outdrawn by the funeral of Diane a little later. Yeah, it was an incredible thing.
So you were right in the mix of all of that.
Oh yeah. Championship boxing, Grand Prix racing. Perlman believed in special events as the most successful marketing campaign that we could have. He didn't believe in slot clubs, you know, and he didn't believe in a lot of the gimmickry that was going on. He believed in special events. And so we had 54 special events a year at Caesars, more than one a week. Wow. And if you were a top executive, senior level executive, in addition to your regular responsibilities of running a place like Caesars, you also served on the six-man special events committee to make all this happen. So I was a pretty busy guy for a number of years.
Oh, my God. And just so we get this on record, you started working at Caesars in
March of 78.
78, okay. And this is after you've been at the Aladdin. No, this is after you've been
The Aladdin was 73 and 4.
Okay. So let's stick with the Caesar experience. That's significant. This is like...
Oh, yeah,
so,
Caesars. Caesars
so was... you didn't build this stadium. It was a stadium.
Well, not a stadium.
But it was tented. It was temporary?
It was bleachers. Mm-hmm. You know, temporary structure. We built it. It held 34,000 people. And the day after the event, we tore it down.
That's just amazing.
You know, we had, what was interesting about that is I tend to be a very conservative operator. I go with what's been proven successful, is kind of middle of the road, it isn't outlandish, isn't wild, you know. Perlman, who was our chairman and owner, was a visionary. He was the greatest visionary I had ever worked for. Long before people like Steve Wynn, Perlman, he was like a Jay Sarno. I mean, Jimmy. He called us together one time and he was thinking about changing the whole format of the showroom. And we had headliners in there, you know, we had Sinatra and just tons of headline performers. And he'd gone to Europe, I think it was, and saw some shows and came back and he says, you know, I want to do a show with these acrobats flying all over the place and contusionists and we're looking at him like he's crazy. What is he talking about? And this was long before the first Cirque show ever came to Las Vegas. He had envisioned this, and he wanted to build a stage and have a permanent Cirque show there. But that was Perlman. He was.
So, what were some of the